This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, again broadcasting from South Dakota, receiving a little normalcy and a little gravity, groundedness for a better way of saying it. People and the community seem to be absolutely normal over here in the state of South Dakota. And with that said, we're enjoying the time that we have here. But we also have to work in the meantime. Yesterday we were talking about hijacked. It's not the thugs on the streets that you need to worry about. It is the mainstream media and the politicians that are behind creating the chaos. We're going to get back to that in part in just a little bit concerning what it is, friends, that the doctrines and ideologies that politicians are feeding upon, because, friends, the bottom line, it's not good. And if you read Rules for Radicals, you can see the itemization as to how they basically methodically attack a system to take it down. What they don't realize, friends, and this is the sad part of all of it, is they don't realize that they fall into the very pits that they themselves dig at the end of the day. I don't know what it is from history that they haven't learned yet, but hopefully they're not going to learn from history. But in fact, they're going to learn from the American people that they're not going to allow them to destroy their country systematically or methodically through Rules for Radicals. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. Before I get to that, if you'd like to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over there, get 15 articles combating the CIA-controlled media. And once you begin to read and understand your Bible and the Constitution, you'll understand where the resolve is, friends. That's what we bring over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, as the CIA-controlled media continues the attacks our Christian constitutional heritage, well, there's no other way to combat it than to know what it says and then understand our enemy and then to lawfully deal with our enemy. Because when we peruse the U.S. Constitution, we find provisions throughout the U.S. Constitution and our founding documents and the history of our founding documents as to what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it lawfully before God and before man. And with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click on to the video there, and you can watch us live on YouTube as well. Join us on live chat. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. Click on to the front page, and when you go to the right side of the page, join us on live chat. If you're one of the 125 cities listening to us or one of the 53 countries listening to us, you can call us at any time. Love hearing from you, pro or con. It matters not. Jude verse 3, read that, and verse 4 when you get a moment. But if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, did you know that we've heard this And we hear it constantly. Never let a good crisis go to waste. You know that several people have been actually accredited in making that statement. It's not just dead fish, Rahm Emanuel, the criminal mayor, former, and also the chief in administration of Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomite criminal as well. He wasn't the one that actually coined the phrase. It was Winston Churchill. And for the life of me, I don't know why people put up Winston Churchill as being a good guy, because he was a part of a system that was trying to create a new world order as well. If you remember, right, the famous picture of Winston Churchill, and then the President Roosevelt, and then you also have Joseph Stalin there. Keep in mind that president had the American people calling Joseph Stalin good old Uncle Joe, when in fact, good old Uncle Joe, Joseph Stalin, was mass murdering his own people. Yes, you heard me correctly. But making the point, Winston Churchill is the one that's responsible for coining the phrase, never let a good crisis to waste, at least in modern times, okay? You know, I was thinking this morning concerning that very topic and that very issue, because it's still all over the news about these four thug police officers that were fired, that are being used as the excuse to riot and protest across the United States of America. And we're being told now by the CIA-controlled media globally. Now, keep in mind, friends, the Black Lives Matter organization has probably five members. I'm being facetious, but friends, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. This coming from firsthand experience, testimony, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, with my eyes and with my ears, it's all promulgated and, again, predicated upon a lie. Cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Okay, and then we have William Randolph Hearst, who said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. This is exactly what the media is doing today. Now, I want to go back to this because, again, it's important. And these are my thoughts before we get to our topic. Since when did four thug police officers represent the whole police force? I'm just curious. I mean, we know that in each agency, friends, you're going to get your 10% that are bad and the 90% that are going to be good. Now, why the 90% allow the little leaven to leaven at the whole lump, or to allow the foxes to spoil the vine, I know not. It is for the good cops, the 90%, to actually deal with the bad cops. But again, what gets the headlines, friends? The 10%, the squeaky wheel. But again, I want to lay this to your candor. Since when did four thug police officers represent the whole police force in Minneapolis? Well, I want you to consider the source. Okay, we have girlfriend beating, Antifa cop killing supporting, treasonous Keith Ellison. That's the attorney general here. Okay, him and his thugs. Keith Ellison, by the way, friends, for those that don't know, he's a CIA plant. He wasn't voted in by the people. We know it here in the state of Minnesota, hands down. Major voter fraud going on. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. But the fact of the matter is, who's behind all of what's going on in Minneapolis? Did you know that Keith Ellison's son, I mean, this is craziness, friends. Did you know that Keith Ellison's son, Jeremiah Ellison, is actually on the city board? I mean, folks, again, you want to talk about pre-planned events? Here we go. Or even those that are hijacking the narrative concerning the George Floyd murder in the state of Minnesota. You know, it was said by Keith Ellison, this is probably 4 months ago, this came to my ears. He was asked as to how things were going in the office of the attorney general. He said he was just abiding his time. Now, friends, doesn't it sound like someone that's waiting for something to occur so he then can get busy concerning what that crisis may be? Because that's exactly what's happening here. I'm going to tap into this just a little bit more when we come back, friends. Since when did four thug police officers represent the...
Tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You got Bradley Dean with you, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the 15 articles that we post daily, friends, 7 days a week. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump on live, you can watch us on YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto the YouTube, and which is on the right side of the page, and join us on live chat, or go to Before It's News, and you can do the same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com, and join us on live chat. One more time, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about, since when did four thug police officers represent the whole force? I want to say something to one of my live chat friends. I never talk out of school. If I talk out of school, I can become a part of the problem. And I don't want to be a part of the problem. I don't go by hearsay here. I have to go to the people, if I can, and if they're still alive. In this particular topic, I have family members and people that are related to my family members that are a part of the Minneapolis Police Department. I have many friends and acquaintances that are police officers, state troopers, military police, so on and so forth. And every single one of those police officers that I know are great guys. They're Christians, they're constitutionalists, and they do their job. I don't want to lump them in with the lump that I'm talking about even now, and I'm talking about the four thug police officers. One of the references that was just given to us was, well, by one of my friends on live chat, is that, listen, those four police officers represent the whole police force. No, they don't. Then he went on to say, just like Congress represents we the people. You're right. And if there's corruption in Congress, then it's for us taking responsibility in dealing with that reflection called Congress in righting the wrongs, especially when they will not. Everything that we talk about in this program and on this program is taking responsibility by knowing for ourselves as to what we're to do, what our duty and our obligations and God's commands are given unto us as to what we're supposed to live out in this life, okay? But we can't do that if we don't take responsibility. And what we do is we see people all day long complain about what they tolerate. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer, and so should you. Because we see the country being inundated with so much propaganda today, it's for us to take that responsibility before God and ask Him to give us the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and to anoint us, right? John 16, starting in verse 8, Isaiah 10, 27 as well as 1 John 2, 27. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage over those that we go to, turning men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance, to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Those all coincide with exactly what I'm talking about, line upon line, precept upon precept. So, for the record, no, these four thug police officers do not represent the whole police force. Okay? Don't poison the well here. But since when did four thug police officers represent the whole force? Question mark. Okay. Consider the source. You have girlfriend beating, Antifa cop killing, supporting treasonous Keith Ellison. Okay. Who's behind all of what's going on here in the state of Minnesota? Why was he waiting in the wings for this crisis or a crisis? And why was it, if it was a legitimate crisis, were the first protests that were come out and did come out, why were they peaceful until they were hijacked? We know this to be true. This is a fact. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Okay? We know all these things have transpired here. It shows you the corruption that our said representatives are entrenched in. Now, outside of the discussion as to why do we have police in the first place, okay, aside of that, and it's question mark, is it even constitutional? Now, remember, we have police in this country, which I believe came about in 1856, okay, just hold up with me. And the point that I'm trying to make here is many people want to talk about the constitutionality of the police in the first place. They're right. There is a reason we have the Second Amendment, okay? But do remember that where a people fail to govern themselves, the state will expand more control. So we must consider that the good cops here outweigh the bad cops by 90%, hands down, no question about it. And we know that by the fruit that they bear, Matthew 7:16. Now, we can see that over the last month that the mainstream media, once again, is right there in an attempt to show you how bad the police are. Isn't it interesting? The media is never there to show you how corrupt your representatives are, but they're there now showing you, as they attack the law, as to how bad the police are by taking four thug police officers and putting the spotlight on them. And what are they doing? Are they magnifying the law? Are they enforcing the law, or are they trying to upend the law by attacking the law? You have to think these things through, friends, okay? Because, again, we have the mainstream media, once again, attempting to show you how bad police are, and even in some cases, we need to get rid of the whole police force. We need to disband it, like they're attempting to do here in the state of Minnesota. Folks, that's not true, nor is it wise. Read Proverbs 7:2. What I see through all of this, track with me. This is the perfect exhibition of corruption in the system of American government that wants to prove that our system of government is now obsolete so they can implement a new system of governance. That's what's happening. And by the way, this is what communists do. You're seeing communism on full display from your said representatives. Read Revelations 12, 9 through 11, because they are accusing the other side of what they are guilty of. Now listen, instead of magnifying the laws against the criminals, the bad cops in this case, they attempt to divert your attention away from the laws that they are not enforcing that do in fact undermine American government. Folks, if they would enforce the law, we wouldn't need man's 10,000 commandments because we would have obeyed God out of love for him and his son Jesus Christ and for our brothers and our sisters by simply holding on to his 10 commandments. Okay? One of the officers, by the way, and this is the point that I want to make, one of the officers had several filed complaints against him. As a matter of fact, it's my understanding that there was up to 15 complaints filed against one of these police officers in the first place. Why wasn't the attorney general right there to enforce the first complaint? And then if need be a second and a third, and that should have been the line drawn in the sand right then and there. See, they didn't enforce the law. They need these rogue thug police officers so they can promote more lawlessness by establishing policy that undermines the U.S. Constitution. Again, track with me here, friends. And what's interesting about this, what we're seeing is these criminals, these said representatives, warring against the law right in the face of the American people. That's all you have to do is look at who's fueling the narrative, because you have to keep in mind that criminals hate the law. Romans 3:20. Well, I'm here to tell you that those who are playing along with this hijacked narrative have this as their end aim. And that's all you have to do is look to lawless criminal Antifa cop killing supporter and treasonous Muslim attorney general and CIA plant Keith Ellison and his son Jeremiah Ellison, who want to disband the Minneapolis police force. Also keep in mind, this is also the same guy that wants to bring in over 200% more Muslims from the Middle East into Minnesota, along with the governor of the state, Tim Walz, and Jelani Hussein, the CARE director. Okay? Folks, these are the accuser of the brethren. They are using totalitarian methods, and they have infiltrated government, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. A majority of the Minneapolis City Council vowed on Sunday to disband the local police department and replace the office with what members have said will be a new model of public safety. Friends, you can rest assured the new model that they're talking about, that was reported on the Hill, by the way. You can rest assured that the new model is going to be a military-style police. What they're trying to do, again, is to tear down our system of government, American government, to establish a European form of government. Now, if you think I'm kidding, that's all you have to do is look to France. That's all you have to do, friends, is look to Germany. That's all you have to do, friends, is look to Belgium. That's all you have to do is look to Europe to understand exactly what I'm talking about even now. And I also want to inject this into the conversation and insert this into the conversation. They want foreigners here who want to conquer the United States, which explains why we have 35 jihadi camps in America. It explains to us why we have a governor and an attorney general that are advocating on their governor board and their board of governance the likes of CARE in the first place to bring in 200% more Muslims into America that want to conquer America. And then just out of nowhere, if you know anything of the history of the CIA, they're going to be mysteriously armed. And I've talked about this before. You can mark my words that this is coming if the American people don't put a stop to it right now. And I'm talking about taking responsibility before God and man. They will arm those insurgents. And what's going to happen at the end of the day, friends, the government's going to stand back and say, how did they become armed? And those armed insurgents are going to begin to take out the people that are the obstacle to the new world order in the first.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top education officials across the country are preparing for the start of a new school year unlike any other. Speaking during a hearing today on Capitol Hill, Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn says there's going to be some challenges moving forward.
we must now consider the challenges ahead with reopening school. To be clear, this is complicated. Any decision we make has significant costs. No easy answers or one-size-fits-all solutions. What might be best for one is not for the other.
Homicides in Los Angeles have increased by 250% from last week, with a 56% jump in shootings. That's according to the Los Angeles Police Department. The statistics overlap the time period of violent protests in response to the death of George Floyd from the week of May 31st through June 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many prominent Democrats, including former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden, are backing away from statements made by some extreme on the left who want to defund the police. But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York City tells ABC's Good Morning America she's for defunding the police.
What a lot of folks are talking about when it comes into this movement is that they're asking for the same budget priorities that many affluent suburbs already have. And it may sound strange, but many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police in that they fund schools, they fund housing, and they fund health care more as their number one priority.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to roll right into the topic because I want you to understand what they're feeding on. And I'm talking about said representatives in the United States of America. But I do want you to hear this in clarity because the Hill just reported concerning the topic I've been talking about over the last two segments, the four thug police officers, since when did they represent the whole force? Well, consider the source. Who's behind what's going on in the state of Minnesota? We have Keith Ellison. Now, what's interesting, it was reported that a majority of the Minneapolis City Council vowed on Sunday to disband the local police department and replace the office with what members have said will be a new model of public safety. Then they picked up the New York Times, and they stated, according to the newspaper, 9 of the council's 13 members made the pledge on Sunday, and they told the papers that they plan to work with local community to develop new systems following the death of George Floyd. The changes decided upon as a result of the process are reportedly expected to be adapted in the coming weeks. And then it goes on, and then it goes on, then it goes on. But what I want to make clear here, friends, is understanding who's on that city board as well. You have Keith Ellison, who's a plant, a CIA plant, without question. Again, consider the voter fraud taking place here and consider his support base. The people in the state hate his guts. He's a criminal is what he is. Just consider the fact that he's lawless. He's an Antifa supporter. You can go online and watch, or you can actually watch, not just watch him, but look at the pictures taken of him holding up the playbook and the rule book from Antifa. He's a cop-killing supporter, and he's a treasonous Muslim, friends, just for the record. And for some reason or another, now he's the attorney general, and now they want to disband the police department? Yeah, okay. We're just drinking it in, guys, right? 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis, I'm here to tell you not. Consider Keith Ellison first and foremost, and consider Tim Walz, and then consider who's on his board of governance, and then also consider the chief of police in part, and then also consider who's on the city board, Jeremiah Ellison, his son. Okay? We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, does it? No, absolutely not. It does not. So what I want to do now, friends, is I want to go back over to this, what we were talking about yesterday, and I want to give you an itemized, line-upon-line playbook as to what they're using and what they're feeding on concerning their doctrines to understand their ideologies. Yesterday we were talking about hijacked and how I shared with you it's not the thugs on the street that you need to worry about. It is the mainstream media and politicians that are behind creating the chaos. Again, there's no question about it. I define totalitarianism, what you're seeing with masks off on a daily basis from your said representatives, both federal and state governments, friends. And also understanding totalitarianism is, again, a political system or a form of government that prohibits opposition parties. In other words, there is no, I care about what you have to say. You're a citizen. You're a constituent. I work for you. No, folks, you're already seeing these people act like a bunch of demigods, first and foremost, in this country. And they need to be lawfully dealt with. And, again, the Constitution gives us provision to do just that. If we love our country enough to actually stand up and fight the good fight of faith. But again, totalitarianism, a political system or a form of government that prohibits opposition parties, restricts individual opposition to the state. And by the way, this is also the definition of people that believe that the state is God. And this is what happens when professed Christians leave God. The state becomes the God to the people and those that submit to their tyrannical ways. They become a law unto themselves and they operate arbitrarily. Okay, we don't want that. We're ruled by God, period, not man. Okay, it goes on, and exercise an extremely high degree of control over public life and private life. It is regarded as most an extreme, complete form of authoritarianism. Authoritarianism. Okay, so there we have it. But now let's get down to this. Here's Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. If you've heard it before, listen to it again. Take the refresher course, friends, to understand what you're dealing with. And I want you to listen carefully as to what this disciple of the devil, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, had to say. Now he's paying the piper because he didn't understand that to hold to sin is going to cost him a lot more than he's going to want to pay, and it's definitely going to keep him a lot longer than he's going to want to stay. He dared the justice of God. Now he's reaping his benefits. Was that God's will? No. The Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. It's the choices that they made while they served their master, their black taskmaster, in hopes that they were going to get one over on the living God, just like their black taskmaster. How did that work for them? It didn't work for them. Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, number one, power is not what you have, not only what you have, but what an opponent thinks you have. I said to you on the radio, and again, this is encouraging, friends. This is not discouraging. Okay, here's your gospel. If it was where the mainstream media and corrupt politicians want us to believe that we are, where they want us to believe that we are, and where we're at, right? It's all over with. There's nothing we can do. Then why is it that we still have today the freedom to do the right thing? I mean, that's the life I want to hold on to. That's the life I'm going to hold on to. And I'm not going to give my tongue, which brings about life and death, right, through the power of the tongue. I'm not talking about metaphysics here, but I'm not going to give my heart out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. I'm not going to give my blessings to an enemy that wants to curse me. I'm not going to do it. Americans, listen to me carefully. Regardless of what the enemy is doing, you need to lead your lives as you follow the Christ, Hebrews 12:2, the author and the finisher of your faith. You need to follow him, John 14:6, and live your life in such a fashion where the enemies of righteousness, those that we're highlighting even now, are worried about what you're doing. They're living their lives where they're worried about what you're doing rather than you living your life worrying about what they're doing. Okay? Folks, they're everywhere. That's all you have to do today to get in trouble is to do the right thing. I had somebody yesterday tell me, Bradley, you know what? I never had anybody dislike me until I started to follow the Lord. I know. I know firsthand experience. I remember when I got saved and I started to adhere to the word of God from my heart, following to Christ, I had my mom call me and say to me, Bradley, the family wants to know what happened to you. The family wants to know what happened to me. Why? Because I don't get together for Christmas and Thanksgiving. By the way, I was the one that always called everybody together to do so. Why? Because I don't want to get together and listen to you guys gossip about other people or talk about how the whole world is just going to H-E double hockey sticks and hands in a basket. No. You mean what's right with me? What's right with me? And it's interesting too, friends, when I lived my life doing the things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, sinning before God and crucifying the Christ with my willful sin, nobody had a problem with me. The authorities didn't have a problem with me. Yet I was breaking the law in so many different ways. I was destroying myself, and nobody loved me enough to tell me that I was destroying my life. And how was I destroying my life? By making bad choices, Deuteronomy 30:19. By defying my father, who sent his son to die for my sin on the cross. Okay? There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. But I like this individual that posted his comments about how he's now disliked by other people because he's obeying Christ. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, John 7:7. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates because I testify against the world that the deeds are evil, right? And again, that's John 7:7. He was talking to his brothers. He was talking to his brothers. Let me take it a step further. Do you remember when Jesus even talked to his disciples and those that were following him? Do you remember when his mother and his brother came up to him and said to the disciples, we want to speak to Jesus? Do you remember when Jesus said back to his disciple, who are my mothers? Who are my brothers? He said, those that do that hear the word of God and do it. Folks, I guarantee you, the family was looking at Jesus like, what's going on? What are we doing? His brothers didn't believe in him, at least for a time in John 7:7. And then when you think of John 15, it says, this is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me. Hey, friends, you're promised persecution. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. The Bible says even those that desire to live godly are going to be persecuted. And I know I'm talking to some people right now, so be encouraged. That comes with the territory. You know, I have a post, a meme, on my account. And someone sent it over and it says, if you believe what the Bible says about Jesus, the world will hate you. And believing is a verb. It's an action word. If I'm a believer, guess what? I'm practicing what I believe. And then it said on this meme, but if you start preaching a Jesus that's not the Jesus of the Bible, the world will love you. That's exactly right. And guess what? We got a lot of these harlotins on the horizon right now across the country. How many preachers do you know, friends, in all sincerity, how many preachers do you know that are hated? How many preachers do you know that are controversial? Because if they're not controversial, I'll tell you something right now, they're not standing for anything. How many do you know that are hated by the world? How many do you know, friends, that are being called into question for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, right? You know, the Bible curses them, not those that are doing the will of God. Those that are doing the will of God need to understand Acts 14:22, that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 7 talks about straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad and easy. Come on, friends. Let's stick to the Word of God and we're going to understand where we're at. I say this to so many Christians even watching me and listening to me even now. How many of you are discouraged because you're believing what the world says rather than what the Lord says? You're a believer that doesn't believe, and I'm going to just kind of tap you a little bit and reprove you and correct you and instruct you in righteousness and love you enough to say, Believe the word, because he's not a man that he should lie.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so I'm just going back to what we were talking about a moment ago, and I'll end with this and then go on to Alinsky's tactics, okay, line upon line. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and is deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life. Oh, my goodness. Crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. There's no question about it. E.M. Bounds said this, listen carefully. Christianity is battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. Okay? So let that be a word of encouragement to those that are confused as to what's going on. And if you're confused, confusion clearly is not of God. Get back into the Word until you're at the point where you're sound in your doctrine. Okay? Going back to Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, this is what the doctrines are that many representatives throughout the United States of America, both federal and state, friends, are in fact feeding on. And so this will help you understand their ideologies. But number one is power is not only what you have, but what the opponent thinks you have. If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you do. Folks, these organizations, these subversive organizations, Black Lives Matters, MoveOn.org, and 198 other organizations, along with the likes of George Soros, this is exactly how they operate. They want the enemy to believe that there's a lot more than there really is. This, in fact, if it wasn't so, then why is it that they have to pay protesters? And yet, folks, in contrast, what do you hear all day, especially from professing Christians, patriots, and conservatives? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. It looks like, you know what, I've never seen anything like this before. You know what, God's on his throne. There's no emergency that he's not ready for. And he's the very one that said he would keep his angels encamped around us. And again, keep in mind, in Scripture, friends, it's not you that needs to worry about what the enemy's doing. The enemy needs to worry about what you're doing. Number two, never go outside the experience of your people. They do it all the time, friends. The result is confusion, fear, and retreat. Number three, whenever people go outside the experience of an opponent. Here you want to cause confusion, fear, and retreat. Can you believe it? Is this what you're seeing today? Fear, confusion, and what are they doing? They're retreating. Friends, you don't want to retreat. What you need to do, let me go back to Herb Brooks, 1980s. Friends, I love the analogy. And I even taught it when I was younger. But Herb Brooks took a bunch of young kids that didn't know that they could beat the Russians. And guess what? At the end of the day, they beat the Russians. Why? Because they didn't know that they couldn't beat the Russians. Did you hear what I said? You know, I've heard famous people say, you know what? I want the man that doesn't know that he can't get the job done because he's the one that I want to pick. And it doesn't matter, friends, if you're a little person or if you're a big person, because it doesn't matter how big the dog is that's in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. And if you have the Holy Ghost, and I'm not equating that in a parable to condescend or to demean, I speak as a man, but take that analogy and understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have the same Holy Ghost that Jesus Christ did, incarnate in the flesh. Let me go to number four, make opponents live up to their own book of rules. Okay, you can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity. Did you hear what they said? See, folks, this is the modern version of Christianity, and it's a lack of Christianity, and this is what your enemy sees, and this is exactly why they're attacking. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's hard to counteract ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition when it then reacts to your advantage. Listen to this. These are a bunch of grown-ups that have never grown up. Number seven, a tactic that drags on for too long becomes a drag. Commitment may become ritualistic, and people turn to other issues. This is why they are continuously inundating the American people day by day, week after week, month after month, with different issues, friends, because they drag on. I'm in the beautiful, absolutely beautiful state of South Dakota right now, folks. There are few, and I mean very few, that are acting according to the narrative that was set down by the federal government concerning this COVID-19. Very, very few. Okay? Very, very few. I have my children with me. They went swimming yesterday. Apparently, they didn't get the memo on the slides. Somebody didn't get the memo in the state of South Dakota, or maybe they did, and maybe that's why they defied the federal government, because they know the history of the federal government, and that's the point that I'm making right now, friends. Friends, this is why they need continuous warfare. Also keep in mind, again, in contrast, and we can stop this together under God, but James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, rightly said, no nation can endure continual warfare. This is purposed to break you down. It's purposed, friends, to get you to throw your hands up like the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. To retreat. No, friends, when you retreat and you take their game just like Herb Brooks did when he taught those young people that they are going to beat the best hockey team in the world, what did he say to them? You have to take their game. And you have to shove it right back down their throats. Americans, the difference is, in this country, in the present, you have God behind you, and you have the laws of our U.S. Constitution behind you to condemn the crimes of the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Why aren't you doing that? Or if you are doing that, praise God, high five. We're with you 100%. Hey, friends. With the Lord on our side, we have everything going against us. Just ask King David in Psalm 27. Oh, my goodness, who would know better than King David? And guess what, friends? We're the seed of David. in Jesus Christ. There's absolutely no reason for people in this country to be capitulating. And the only reason that they're capitulating is because they're taking their counsel from their fears. Period. Number eight, keep the pressure on. Use different tactics and actions and use all events of the period for your purpose. Is this what's happening today? It's exactly what's happening today. Many of the representatives that are acting in such a fashion, more than not, by the way, have gotten their doctrine from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, so you can understand their ideologies. Okay? Keep the pressure on. Use different tactics and actions and use all events of the period for your purpose. Okay? But the difference is, friends, they're breaking the law. Don't complain about bad cops that stand back and watch criminals if you're doing the same thing. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is this that will cause the opposition to react to your advantage. Not if you take them to court, right? Not if you personally, hey, folks, when it comes to representatives, not suing them concerning them in the capacity of the state, but suing them on their personal capacity, because if you sue them and you go after them, because that's our only means of recourse, by the way, it's not about money, it's about suing them that a precedent is set lawfully that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. Keep in mind, friends, that when this is done, you have to take them on a personal capacity, because if you take them at a state capacity, you're really robbing the coffers of the taxpayers, and many of the representatives in this country, regardless of who they are or what office that they sit in, all the while know this. Well, it's not going to come out of my pocket. I don't care. I'm just going to go ahead and see what I can get away with. Not when you take it to them personally, friends, because when you take it to them personally, guess what? All of a sudden, just like they're trying to do to the cops in Minnesota now, they're trying to get them to insure themselves as police officers. Well, guess what? Do the same thing with the said representatives, friends. Then they're going to think twice before they do anything wrong. My goodness, common sense comes into play. Number nine, the threat is more terrifying than the thing itself. When Alinsky leaked word that large numbers of poor people were going to tie up the washrooms of O'Hare Airport in Chicago, city authorities quickly agreed to act on a long-standing commitment to a ghetto organization. They imagined the mayhem as thousands of passengers poured off airplanes to discover every washroom occupied. Then they imagined the international embarrassment and the damage to the city's reputation. Folks, you have to understand that these that are in operation in many positions of government today are operating under rules for radicals. They're sons and daughters of Belial. What do you expect a devil to do but what they do? Number 10, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Avoid being trapped by an opponent or interviewer who says, okay, what would you do? See, because they don't have any answers. You paralyze them when you deal with them, friends. Number 11, and finally, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Don't try to attack abstract corporations or bureaucracies. Identify a responsible individual. Ignore attempts to shift or spread the blame. Folks, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah 2:8, let's get this right. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.